Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday. The full team are here. Well, three out of the four team are here. Joe Smith's there with us.
Hello,
Joe,
mate. Hello.
Ethan James has returned.
Oh, yes. Hello. Two of three. All three main people are here, eh?
And Dom's not here. What? Is it an excuse, you think?
He's given us a reason. It's a fair reason.
It's a fair reason.
In a way, I hope it is an excuse because it's not very nice.
Oh.
But he's all right. He's all right.
It's a very sunny week in Manchester. I'm sweaty a little bit.
Yeah. You've got your big mustard number on. What are you doing?
I've been ushered by Ethan to sit a little bit forward. Is that nice? Better?
That's much better, thank you.
You've got your big mustard number on.
Yeah, mustard
that's
top.
That sort of, people can't see it from, obviously, your shot. I've just cut to Joe's shot while I'm talking. You can't see it from the shot, but that goes all the way down to below his knees like a moo-moo that Homer Simpson would
wear. A moo-moo?
Yeah.
What do you think?
So you wear a very absorbent pair of pants underneath that. It's almost like a pita bread texture, isn't it, that soaks up all your juices.
Boiling
and
inside.
Then you've got the moo-moo over the top, and then at the end of the day, you can just wring the pita onto your cereal or whatever. Nice creamy broth. Hello.
Delicious. Have you enjoyed the sunshine?
It's getting too much now.
Oh, the reservoirs are done. Have you heard that?
What?
United Utilities are stunned. 68% full.
What?
And they said they've never seen anything like it.
What?
The reservoirs.
What are they normally?
90 at this time last year.
You're joking.
They're done. They said we are close to breaking point. There's a hose ban coming
really?
In.
What did Becky find out about your spending?
There is. Yeah, the joint account has been taken off me. There's a hose ban. Have you got a hose?
I would call her a life partner.
What about your back garden? Is the one in there?
I wish. No, forget this silly innuendo. Yeah, we do have a hose.
I forgot it.
Is there not a hose ban, is there?
It's coming.
You're just making
that
up.
It's coming.
Who do you work for?
We report on stuff
United
like this.
United Utilities.
People love the hoses.
You know what? United Utilities, you can fuck off. That's what you can do. How about actually United Utilities? Because you just charge people whatever you want because there's not really any alternatives. How about you go and import some water from another country, or you get some seawater and pay the very expensive desalination process to provide people fresh water and provide them the service that they give you fucking loads of money every single month for the rest of the year for? How about for once you spend a bit of fucking cash to make this whole thing work?
To make it BBC, we have sent a statement to United Utilities that they simply haven't replied yet.
No.
But when they do, we'll bring it to you.
We're not on the BBC.
No, we're not. I know. I went to the Erwood Reservoir on Friday.
Did you?
What a day out.
You tried to paddle in there, but it's just dirt.
Well, don't go in reservoirs. Cold, freezing, too cold. Have you ever dipped your toe in a reservoir?
Are they really, what is that really what a reservoir is?
It's not just, it's freezing water.
No, but as in like, that's where they store the water that we drink.
I went to the water in which we drink, had a wee in it.
No, you didn't.
Bit of fun.
Are you joking?
By the time it'll get to us, it'll just be separated out, won't it? So you'll never get all the way.
No, I don't care about all. I don't want any of the way. Why are you weaning in a public? What? You're pissing in public tap water.
I guess so.
What do you mean? Why would you do that?
It's better than pooing.
No. Yeah.
You won't get all the water the way you're in the water.
No, you won't get it. A little bit dribbled on my shoes. Went to Erwood Reservoir. I didn't piss in the water. The dog did, though. We had a good stroll. Me, the dog, Lennon, who's not a dog, but he brought his dog, Coral, in the sunshine. Lovely. Nice. Do you know what? I'm a Peak District boy.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot me down. Have you ever been to the peaks?
To the top?
Huh?
What is the top of the Peak District? Called, like, Lady
I think the very top of it is Kinder Scout.
Is it?
Have you been up there?
No, I've been to the peaks. That's where I nearly died.
Wasn't it where there was like a...
Right, I get passed over a ledge. Avalanche of rocks came down, hit me on the head. Final swan song was me in the lake. Someone dropped a rock on it, knocked my nail off, was bleeding everywhere. My stepdad was squeezing my thigh and shooting the blood out of my capillaries that time.
I'm sure that was the Peak District.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the lakes?
No.
I don't remember that story.
He's right.
So anyway. You got hit in the head by an avalanche.
Yeah, that was horrible. I had to take cover under some fixed rocks whilst the other rocks started falling down.
Wow, that's amazing. It was what was part of the boys' day. So I felt a little bit snide on Buck because Buck, the dog, can't go out too much in the heat when he gets to like 22, 23 because he dies. But Friday was a lovely 18, 19.
Yeah.
Went to the park, got him a puppuccino. Big time.
Is it? Are they doing ice puppuccinos at this point?
No, this is just a nice whipped one. So a bit of a high five there. I got a flat white, lovely coffee where we live. Got me a right buzz on. Then I went to pick up Lennon for a dart to this reservoir.
How far is it? I've never been there.
The 40 minutes.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a mooch.
On the cusp of can't be arsed, did it? But just about
it's
all right.
It's a decent album.
Yes.
You put on your favourite record and you can drive there and by the time you're there, sorted. Mm. We had a few drinks, lovely. Dropped Lennon off.
How many is a few, sorry?
One. Dropped Lennon off, went to get Daryl. They tag teamed. As Lennon was marinated chicken. They tag teamed in the middle, picked up Daryl, and guess who we met on the big boys' day out?
Peter Kay.
Ethan James.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Ethan James, big boys' day out. This, he had a big burger. I did invite you.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Couldn't do. Couldn't make.
You said you had Ofsted at the house or something like that.
No, it wasn't quite that. Thanks for reading the message.
Why would Ofsted come to your house?
They didn't, and I didn't say they did.
Are you going to put the words good next to your house?
Outstanding.
Poor.
Requires improvement in areas. No, Lizzie had Ofsted in at work all week and I didn't get back from work till late. Oh, where was I? Somewhere. So, and then I got back and then we just chilled out for a bit rather than going out again. She's a bit stressed in that.
We had, Ethan had a big burger, didn't you?
Did you have the same one as last time?
I had an almighty burger. I'm not too sure. I just panicked. It was 50 minutes till the kitchen closed, pointing at one. Three patties smashed into one.
Did they have bacon on it again?
Oh, yeah.
That bacon was really weird, wasn't it, last time? Was it weird
it's
again?
It's turkey bacon.
I said this, is it?
Yeah, it's turkey bacon.
Why?
I think because, I don't know.
Because you see that in halal places a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if it is halal, but it is turkey bacon. I don't know why. I'll ask Ricky Tan. And Ricky Tan is a real person. Everyone thinks that I'm making him up. No, he's real. He might
it's like
have
your alter ego on a night out or something.
Yes, which I've been heavily warned against.
What? Oh yeah,
doing
the accent.
That's a joke. He's a real person who runs a great burger place called Guilty Pleasures. Yeah. And we did get sucked into the karaoke. We did sing a song or two.
What did you sing this time?
What did we sing this time, Ethan?
We sang, you sang. What was the first song you sang?
Natalie Imbruglia.
Yes.
No, Natasha Bedingfield, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Unwritten.
You'd had a creme brulee for lunch.
Yeah, so it's all blurred into one.
Yeah.
Did you do one?
I had a disaster. I decided to do No Scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really my thing at all, but there was kind of a bit more of a mainstream mix going on, and I felt that I was a bit of an oddball. And by God, did I look like an oddball when I was doing that? I didn't have a clue what was going on.
That also, there's some verses on that that are a bit tricky, isn't there?
Yeah,
really quick.
It's not actually as fun as the chorus makes out.
Daryl tried a Blink-182 B-side, which didn't really go.
The alien song.
Yeah,
that was bizarre.
It was bizarre, and we had a bet that Daryl couldn't sing the whole song without glaring at the screen. He thinks he could do it.
What song?
Aliens by Blink-182. Don't ask, it kind of killed the mood a little bit in the karaoke booth, which me and Ethan had to pick the pieces up. And he did really, really well, but I was filming him at one point. Do you remember, if we could add this in, he does a little, he's absolutely nailing it. His mission is not to look at the screen once, but he does a little, and he tries not to show us that he's doing it. He does a little, and he does quickly glance it, so then he has to buy me a Guinness.
No, that's nice. I've got a new karaoke song that I need to try.
Oh, you've already got about 18.
Well, I've only got one, and I've never actually done it yet. And that's
Bee Gees.
How Deep Is Your Love, Bee Gees. But there's another one. We listened to it on the way home from Wales a couple of weeks ago. Burning Love by Elvis.
Nice.
I think that I can take that on. Because I sang it through a couple of times.
You sang it through?
I sang it through.
What, did you not take it
in the car?
You just go for it.
So I sing it through a couple of times. No, it wasn't in prep. It wasn't like
does
training.
Lizzie know you're singing it through for the karaoke?
I said to Lizzie after the first sing through, I thought, I said, that's brilliant. It's hitting all the right spots mood wise. It's not too hard to sing. There's a lot of chorus and people can sing Burning Love along with you. And it's a good vibe. So first sing through was organic. I think it was one of those like radio from Spotify. Sing throughs two and three, it was increasingly clear I was doing it for my own kind of karaoke confidence. And Lizzie was fine with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think we listened to it three times in a row. It's a great song.
Just keep rewinding the song and sing
again.
It.
I'm burning, feel the temperature.
Right, we need to go out again and bash all these out.
And the other thing, I realised what's good about it. Sorry, there was a final thing about Burning Love that I said to Lizzie. This is what takes it from a 5 out of 10 karaoke song to maybe an 8. It's going to have... Or a 10.
Yeah, great.
Thanks, Ethan. It's going to have built-in backing singers in the karaoke. If you can get that in a chorus...
You're hoping Big Ace has got...
You're 8/10 of the way there.
Good karaoke tunes.
In the song, it's... Ah, it's happening... The singers are happening with Elvis.
Yeah,
if they're happening with me, I don't even need to sing well to be able to get through the, you know, through the gauntlet.
Ethan brought his new lover. What did she make?
Did you have him there?
Yeah.
She's on Friday.
She was there on Friday.
You didn't text me saying that.
Oh,
fuck,
sorry.
Ofsted.
Ofsted would have been there.
I would have found a way. Are you serious?
What, did she make a stop port?
Oh. Was she actually there?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Was Ethan not good enough?
No! Sorry.
No, that's all right. You know what? I had a little joke before. Do you know when you said, like, you could put Ofsted on Joe's house outside? Okay. I said, you don't need to put poor outside a house in Stockport. You can tell that anyway.
It's good, that. Yeah. Where do you live again?
Withington.
Withington.
Nice. In a one-bedroom flat.
Used to be really nice back in the day.
Oh, cool,
Which day?
The kind of like early 1900s.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it actually which did. Is, there is some gorgeous gaffs around
that's
there.
That's when his furniture was made.
So yeah, it was. Yeah. So what did the lover make of Stockport?
It was her first ever trip to Stockport because she's Bolton based, but she had a bloody brilliant time.
Sorry, what's that about based in? Who did?
No, Bolton Bay.
Now, I've
Bolton
got to ask.
Isn't that a way to cook a turkey, Joe?
Yeah, I think so. I've got to ask. You, Daryl, the dog.
Yes.
And lover.
Oh.
Got in the same Uber together home. What was that like?
Oh, yeah. Then we all went back and made love together, Joe. Is that what you want from me there?
No.
Jesus.
Oh, no. I was wondering what was the dog like in the car with you three?
Oh, it was very funny because Joe's street's very tight with all the cars and the car didn't.
So
we went
back to yours again?
Shut up.
What? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke about being tight.
No, he said that your street's very tight.
We did go back to mine.
Back for a pint of Baileys, isn't that?
No, you went to sleep and we couldn't find him. You ran back home and went to sleep.
You ran off and went to sleep?
I thought I was done. I sang Pink Pony Club by Chapel Row. What a moment, by the way.
That was that lass who went up and did that, the whole roof went off, didn't it?
Really?
I said to Becky, I said, it was a moment.
It was.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I did.
I need to see them immediately.
It was a moment.
Was it?
And I was like, that's the best karaoke experience I've ever had.
Did it feel truly special?
Even thinking about it now, I was stunned still.
The whole place, I've never seen it so loud. And when this girl went off after she was done the song, everyone's like wanting to like touch her on the shoulder to say thank you for giving us.
Nearly like Pep Guardiola picked her up and threw in the air.
Really?
Yeah, and then I went home to bed. I slept. I get a knock on the door. It's Daryl, and he's like, "You can get a taxi somewhere else."
You were so hit by emotion from Pink Pony Club that you just had to go and go to bed.
Yeah, I had a big day.
It literally blew you away, didn't it?
My Friday show. I didn't have a nap. I went straight from there to the Erdwood Reservoir, 15,000 steps. Straight from 15,000 steps to 8 pints of Guinness to Chapel Roan, mate. That'll knock anyone out.
What have you done?
You know, slept.
Yeah.
And then I got in right trouble, didn't I? Right trouble.
What?
So they came back, so I woke up again. Becky said she was on her way back from the train station. She didn't bump into these lot. But when they left, she said, I've just walked past the... Because I didn't reply in time because I fell asleep. She said, just walked past the kebab shop. I didn't get anything. I was like, no. I said, please go back.
Did she?
Yeah.
No she way. Went back.
And then by the time,
did
I,
you
got
get
home,
the Donna
the time I got home, I was fast asleep again. In bed.
Did you not have it?
She woke me up for kebab, spooning it into me.
Jesus Christ, you've got the right woman for you.
Like, what a day.
That's the perfect way to wake up for you.
I was so hungover that morning. It was crazy.
The next day.
But yeah, I want to turn our attention more to Ethan and his sabotage of the podcast.
Fuck off. After the week he's had.
After the week
he's had. Ethan sabotaged the podcast.
But I'm not on another podcast slagging you off, am I? Revealing stories.
I didn't slag you off.
So he's been invited out. There's been mates he's met. I've got a lot of funny mates. And there's some stories around that are just stories that probably should stay.
How did you see this? It was on the Patreon.
So many minions. You've got 1,000 patrons. Stop showing off. So many minions listened to Ethan's, and I've still not heard it yet, but there's one story in particular.
What?
I don't really want to say it. Because it is a very funny story.
Where is he saying this?
On the fucking White Noise Stephen Tries podcast.
Right, okay.
I have a friend, my bestest friend in the world, Mad Andy, is the best laugh ever.
Yeah.
If I get a voice note from Andy Golden, I'm sitting down and I'm treasuring it because it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
He runs a bar in Stockport. He's a great laugh and he's a great storyteller. There's a story doing the rounds of me that isn't true. It fundamentally isn't true, but it's very fucking funny.
So Ethan's been telling this story?
No.
You clearly have.
No,
Someone's not just made it up.
No.
The punchline to this story is poo on the nose.
Right, well, you're going to have to tell it again now.
What have you done then? You've told...
The story has not been told. I was chatting to Stephen Tries just off the cuff, and I was saying, Joe told me the funniest story of the day. Joe and his mate Andy, and I told him. And we said we would mention it on the podcast. He mentions it, and then he said, Ethan, go on, tell the story. And I go, I can't. I've agreed to Joe that I wouldn't do that. So we agree, we can only say the punchline, which is poo on the nose. There's no build-up has been shared. Only the punchline of McGraw with poo on his nose has been shared.
Is that, how do you feel about that now?
I feel a little bit better.
Can you?
Because I thought straight away, the great story has been told. Yeah. That's my goal to tell.
Yeah.
I didn't get poo on my nose on purpose for it to be, you know, wasted on another show.
Well, what about here then?
Maybe a patron.
How about you tell it now?
No, maybe a patron. It's good stuff.
Is it?
It's patron worthy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a patron
exclusive. It's brilliant.
That's a patron exclusive.
I'll tell you what.
Can we put a time on it? Can we put this out in the next week?
I'd want Andy to be here.
Let's record it today.
I'd want Andy to be here to tell the story.
That puts too many barriers in the way of it getting put out, so let's just you tell it.
I don't know if I can tell it as well, but yes, okay, I can do it.
Okay, we'll do that today.
It's very funny.
I hope so.
But it also shines in a bad light, and I don't think the punchline's true.
Okay. Well, let's
I don't
get,
think
let's,
poo on the nose is true.
It's too on
I
the
think
nose.
It's just Andy's. He's an artist when it comes to stories, and it's a cherry on top of the very well told cake.
Do you want to know what are the developments in the build up of the story?
No.
What are you going to say?
It's just McGraw running around with his arms up in the air shouting, chaos, chaos, chaos.
Right, Patreon exclusive. If you want to see the rest of that story, it's going to be going up next week on Patreon. So click the link in the description and go and get the rest of that. I can't wait to hear this.
Anyway, I've got a mission for us today. I want us to organically, in quotation marks.
So not organically.
Create one of these viral questions.
Okay.
That we can sort of hopefully get success off the back of.
This feels like a production meeting.
Yeah, well, let's just do it on air. So, recently, have you had a wee every minute of the hour of the day?
Only you have seen that.
Big, it's going big on viral.
Big on viral.
100 men versus one gorilla.
Yes, we've seen that. Bonnie Blue did that.
No, that's not that. Even like sort of, you know, that's gone viral.
Yeah.
We need a new question.
Oh, right.
We need to workshop a new question. One that can go mainstream,
oh,
but still have an edge.
I was thinking this the other day, and I don't think it's what you're looking for at all. But I've
say it anyway.
I've thought this about 7 or 8, maybe actually I think I've thought this hundreds of times.
Brilliant.
And I've always thought like I should maybe talk about this at the podcast, just put it in my mind now. Do you ever like walk around on the streets? And I do this every day, I think, like when it's busy.
Yeah.
And like think, I wonder if we were all invisible, would we be, how would the world be? Would we be bumping into each other right now on the streets? Would we all just be walking really slowly and watching around and trying to move forward? What would we do with cars? Cars are invisible. Would we just, when would we ever dare cross a road? Do you know what I mean? Would we?
Is everything invisible?
Everything's invisible apart from buildings.
A traffic light's still invisible.
Invisible?
What about the green man? Is he invisible?
What, the pub?
No, the traffic lights.
Oh, invisible.
And do we all just become invisible? Or
actually, no, I've changed my mind. They're all visible.
Right, so that's fine.
It's people and cars.
So people and cars are invisible.
Yes.
Right. We're going to have, we're probably going to have every lane of the motorway is going to have a barrier going down it.
Yeah, true.
You're going to have to stick in one lane. Overtaking.
Should do anyway.
Overtaking. You shouldn't.
That's if you're driving safely, you should.
That's absolute nonsense.
If you're driving safely,
yeah,
you should stay in the slow lane.
Yeah, but until you overtake someone.
But if they're driving correctly, they should be at a good enough speed that you don't need to overtake them.
I know,
them.
But you know they're not. Someone's going 50 in a 70.
In this new fucking world we're in, yeah. I hope everyone does drive safely.
So what, you've been thinking about this for a while. What conclusions have you come to?
I'm walking through the street and I'm always sometimes closing my eyes just going, God, could I just get from here to the post office without bumping into people? And I'm wondering, like, does everyone else think this? And if everyone else did think this, what if we're just placed into this world?
I've never thought that before, have you, Joe?
No.
No, because we always kind of have similar thoughts. And we're all not that much different from each other.
We're telling you we've never thought this.
Imagine this. I'm going up to Joe Hart on BBC Sport. I'm going to ask him. Cause
what, former Man City goalie?
Yeah, because one of his 100 men versus one gorilla went viral, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because he was basically...
With Bill?
Sorry. Bill. So I'm going up to Joe Hart. What's the question I'm saying to him?
Hi, Joe. What would you do if people and cars were invisible?
Maybe it doesn't roll off the tongue as much. Do you remember the how many doors and how many wheels?
See, that's a great
that
one.
That is a great
what, is
one.
Is there more doors or more wheels? That's a good one.
I'm thinking something to do with baths and beer.
Go on.
How many boys does it take, or men, to drink a bath of beer?
But the problem with that is you can work it out. Because an average bath is probably, let's say, 200 litres or 600 litres per... You know what I mean? I think we need one that is up for grabs.
Do we go down the fighting route then? Do we go down the...
Maybe fighting. So, all right. How many toddlers could you fight?
I think...
Before you overran?
I think... Are they aggressive?
Yeah.
I'd batter a million.
A million? You ain't got the energy for that. Once you've beaten up two or three, they're probably just... You'd probably... On your back.
Are you off your head?
What?
You could batter a million toddlers.
A million? What are you even saying? Of course you couldn't batter a million.
So how many do you think you'd have?
I don't know. 30?
What? 30 toddlers and then you're overthrown by 30
bollocks.
Toddlers.
4 years.
Bollocks.
You're talking shy.
All right, what? 100 then? How? I'm going to be knackered.
Yeah, but what,
there'll be a point where I can't even swing my arms anymore. At that point, they're on top of me. They're pulling at my esophageal.
Are they
lining.
Really going for you?
Yeah. And they're nasty.
I've got an idea.
My nephew is, I think, 3 years old. I couldn't beat 30 of him up. I could. I couldn't
you
beat 100.
Could,
I couldn't do 100. He's
you
tough.
Could.
He came in and punched me yesterday. And someone said to him the other day, do you want some bread? And he went, yeah, ready to fight. He's up for it. This kid'll honestly.
Batter you.
No, you won't. Exactly. He's got the lions, man. He's like fucking
great.
Muhammad Ali. This kid.
Yeah.
Honestly, you couldn't beat 30 of him.
Did he batter his naan?
Battered sausage.
It's a kid.
Sure. Bread for
bread. Yeah.
In the scenario with all these fighting styles, is it just a room, a room with four walls?
Yeah. I imagine it to be a football pitch, is what I always imagine in my head.
So,
you don't be good.
I think the best killing mechanism in a scenario, if you're looking for speed of attack and feeling bad, these toddlers probably aren't up for the killing. They
don't want it.
Stack them all up, tie them together by the clothes, push them, and then easily the top 50 are dead.
Yeah. Here's one for you. Do you think you've listen to more words through not like conversations, podcasts, music? Do you think you've listened to more words or said more words?
I think you've got it.
That's the real
one. I think you've got it.
Yes!
I think you've got it. Right, organically ask. But better
let's make this a clip.
Clip.
Here's one for you. Been thinking about this and I just cannot get to the bottom of it. Including podcasts and music, do you think you've listened to more words or do you think you've spoken more words in your life?
Brilliant. I've got to ask, am I including TV and movies?
No, because I think at some point it's going to just go too far. I think just headphones.
No, because I think I've spoken more words if you included it all.
Do you?
TV, radio, any spoken word that is a media outlet, I think I've spoken more
no,
than
no, 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 no,
you
no,
can't.
No, no.
I have.
No, so you're speaking more than 50% of your waking life?
Yes.
That's...
You are speaking more than 50% of your waking
life.
But
our jobs are to speak. Most people's aren't.
Well, my job's to edit. So I'm going through all the podcasts and stuff and I'm listening to stuff multiple times over.
Yeah.
And I'm not really speaking to anyone.
So music and podcasts only. Let's say Spotify. Do you think you hear more words or say more words?
I say more words than I listen. 100%.
No.
Sure, oh, 100%. Talks all the time, I think I might have heard more than I've said.
I've definitely said more. Come on.
Oh, yeah,
what are you talking about?
People speak to you. On the radio show, people are speaking. You're probably averaging more words, but you're speaking to a lot of people.
No,
and
but actually, hang on a sec. Sorry, Ethan.
This is words,
you just
by
give
the
me
way.
A great example. Your radio show, you're not talking for even 50% of that radio show. Because there's music, there's traffic and travel, there's guests.
I'm talking for, I'd say, 51%.
Paul Lockett.
I am talking for 51%. 100%.
That's interesting. So have you heard...
Also...
let us know in the comments. Have you heard more words than you've said?
Okay, well, also, am I included the travel as words I'm listening to? No? In your metric, it's
music. Wait, are you doing your travel?
No, but Elle does the travel.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So am I including them as words against me? No, they're just words in front of me.
That's true. Yeah, so...
Whereas the music I play, granted...
The question is, who's got the higher word count? Is it you or is it your Spotify?
Great question.
Have you heard more than you've said?
Ethan, you must have, because you just sit by yourself.
Yeah, I think I'm a chatty person. But I think I've heard 100%. I've heard more than I've said. Even if we're taking account, sat on a train or in a bus, you're hearing people around you, or you're listening to something on your device. Wherever you may be going out and about, you're hearing more stuff. When you're walking, the majority of your time in the outside world is not speaking, and you're picking up on other things and people.
That's a good point. Get
Here's another one I've got. Which food do you think you've eaten the most of? And I don't mean by weight, because some things like chicken breast or whatever, rice, is. I mean number of times you've eaten that food.
It's chicken wings from McGraw.
It could be chicken wings or potatoes.
You can't just say potatoes and that's the end of it.
Why can't I say
because
potatoes?
Because mash is the same as
so the you get, right, so you're giving them little...
They're right. Different food though, aren't they?
So you can't say bread.
Yeah, no, but you maybe could say bread. That's a bit different now.
It's not.
No, because the variation between...
Spuds are spuds?
No, the variation between a focaccia and a Warburtons is far smaller than a fucking Walker's crisp and mashed potatoes in terms of what they're using for, the flavour.
What about pasta then?
Yeah.
Pasta in general brackets.
Yeah.
Have a go.
That's all in one. Like bread
is
all in one.
You're shafting the spud here, big
spud
time.
Spud is so much variety in there. You can't tell
He's
me.
He's shafting it.
What about... All right, okay. I think I might agree with McGraw, actually. Here,
do you?
I think
so you would include when you're eating a bag of crisps as the same as having bangers and mash?
No, but when do we draw the line? Because then he's just made the example of bread.
Yeah, but bread's different.
But then we get into like pizzas
also,
and toasty
bread,
sandwich.
What do you ever have bread with? You're either dipping it in something or it's a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's it. Mashed potatoes is covering such a wide range.
All right,
range.
What about pasta then? Lasagnas, spaghetti...
Penne. You're just covering it all in sauce. It's all the same. You know that a penne and a spaghetti are the same thing.
I think...
They're the same thing.
Do you think you've drank more beers or drank more water in your life, McGrath?
Great question. I tell you what, I'm a drinker of water.
Yeah. I've never seen you drink 10 pints of water on a night.
Well, I've had about 6 pints of water today.
Have you?
I get up, first thing I do, neck 2 pints of water.
Really?
I love it.
You're joking.
One just clean, one's got bits in it. Vitamins.
Really? You're on Barocca a day?
Yeah. Oh, my routine now, minute by minute.
Talk me through your morning routine.
Actually, no!
Talk me through your nighttime routine and then your morning routine.
Nighttime routine's all over the place.
Because I love this, because I want to compare this to those guys that are waking up at 3 a.m.
Nighttime routine's all over the place. I don't really have a great nighttime routine. Forgive me. But morning routine, it's unbelievable.
He doesn't even call it morning, he simply calls it breakfast. Carry on.
10 to 4, wake up. I've got 15 minutes to shower, brush my teeth, and do bits. Like, boo, are we? 4:05, I'm looking at my clock, I need to go downstairs. I'm drinking 2 pints of water.
What, necking them?
First pint, there. Second pint, make. Put the vitamins in, leave it to sizzle. Walk the dog for 15 minutes.
Quick point there, vitamins. Carry on.
Walk the dog for 15 minutes. Back. The time is now 4:25.
Yeah.
Second pint of water. Bag together. Fuel ready. In the car.
So much liquid before 5 a.m.
So much. Pissing
You're
so
3 much. 3 pints of liquid before I'm 5 a.m.
I think that's why I don't often get ill.
Interesting.
Because I've just got... The water's just like, who's with me? Flushes it all out. No virus can survive the amount of liquid.
It's basically just the conger, isn't it? And all the viruses, they don't even want to join in, but they can't help themselves because it's such a wild ride.
Yeah, it's great.
And the virus is going...
You love this, you love this.
You're pissing them out.
5:30 to 5:40, shit time.
10 minutes. Are you locked in like that?
I've got to lock in like that. Because I've got 4 hours on air that I just... You can't spend more than 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So I like to sit down, chill out. I know if I've done a bit of prep and I've got a bit of stuff to go and then... and then get a coffee, 20 minutes of just reading the papers, grab some stories here, then everywhere, 6 o'clock in.
When do you prep for the show?
5 till 5:30 is prep for the show.
30 minutes and that gets you through a 4-hour show?
Well, no.
Yes, because think of the stuff they're doing there. What was the one...
Wigan's best pie.
We have got the world champion of the flat pack maker. She's from
who
Wigan.
Who's coming up with them?
So, what you don't know is after the show, we do meet for 45 minutes to discuss the next day's show, so stuff can be planned.
Okay.
So there was a world championships held for people who can make flat pack furniture the quickest.
Yeah.
A lady won. She's from Wigan. She beat off a couple of Brazilians.
Oof.
Chance to be a fair thing.
In the final. And she has the crown.
Really?
Yes.
Well, apparently, you must have seen part of this, the elections in Sweden recently. You must have seen this when you were doing this.
Elections in Sweden, no?
Yeah, it was the bloke who owns IKEA has been elected as president of Sweden.
Has he?
Yeah. The first job he's got is to assemble his cabinet.
Oh, God's sake.
Get in, man! Podcast!
I've got some Sweden news.
Well, it's not as good as that joke, though, was it?
No.
What's your Sweden news? Do I have to have some Swedish news?
It's great. Go on, Ethan, what's your Sweden news?
For the Eurovision, the Swedes are singing a song about saunas.
Really?
Go on.
They say that it's going to be on fire, this tune.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That was a sauna joke.
You were on the radio on Friday night, 6 o'clock.
Didn't like what you did there.
What, I tried to overshine you?
Got it all out, because I said a really good joke, and then he had to...
If I said it quicker, it would have been better.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
Let me see, like this joke.
Let's do it again. Oh, you'll go.
I'm watching Race Across the World. Do you like Race Across the World? Fantastic telly.
Sure, let me answer.
Have you seen it? What's fantastic telly. Have you seen Race Across the World?
Every time I try and answer, you just say fantastic telly.
Have you seen it?
No.
Fantastic telly.
Right, 5 couples get given a budget of like $2,000. They got a race across the world.
Fantastic.
It's gone from the top of China to India.
That's not that far.
You got to hit
across
seven...
Across the world, they're both in the same continent.
You got to hit 7 different checkpoints along the way.
Can I guess?
No, well, 3 in China. China's fucking massive. What do you mean? I'm not.
Right. I didn't name the show Race Across the World. Did
I? It doesn't say Race Across the entire world.
A bit.
It doesn't say the entire world, does it?
Well, Race Across the Bedroom.
Anyway, the joke was Becky said, oh, because they went by the beach in China. I said, oh, I didn't think China was having a beach. A bit like Germany. We didn't think Germany had a beach. I said, yeah. The only difference is their seawater's salt and pepper.
Racist.
It's not. Stop saying shit like that. That was a belting joke. No, cut his bit out.
That's really good.
You keep calling me racist all the time. I just let you know that Hindus handed me oranges. And you went, racist. Didn't like that tone.
No, I'm joking. It's
you
fun.
Can't go racist.
I was showing all my family your running routine. Everyone was laughing. It was brilliant. Do you know your... Because he sent the video in. You've not put it on the pod.
I've not put
the
video on the pod.
So we do you know when Joe did his quarter of a marathon. When you did your quarathon, obviously you said you ran too far because you were zigzagging all over getting free jelly babies and just distracted. I showed all my family at the weekend because they were asking about you, saying how you're doing, like if you're doing more running.
What was the racist doing?
Everyone was loving it. It is
a nightmare, that
it
video.
It is funny, that. Because you literally just fucked yourself, didn't you?
Yeah. How was the radio on Friday?
It was good. I did Radio Manchester. I co-hosted a show on Radio Manchester for the first time.
Yeah, brilliant.
It was a total sport.
Did you have to do any like training before it?
I came in for 3 hours before the show.
Did they make you do some of the BBC training?
No. And I felt a bit untrained, to be fair.
Wow.
So I was on with Emily, who was an absolute professional.
Yeah.
Brilliant. The exact sort of person you want guiding you through your first show.
Yeah.
Couldn't be friendlier. Every question I had, answered it with not just... I never felt like I was imposing, nothing, you know, just like...
Were you able to log on and stuff? Or?
She logged me in.
Oh.
So I was in the back end. So... What's that? What are you laughing at?
No, I'm not.
Don't do that. So I snuck in through the back door, and I could put my guests Oof. In. I could talk about, you know...
There's room for guests.
Yeah, we had some guests in there. There's loads of us in there. And then we came up with how it was going to go. We talked about a bit of my mind.
Did you ever think about getting me on as a guest? That would have been good.
Well, I would have done, but I thought that might not be allowed in a way, because it's meant to be. You meant to ring. It's meant to be people phoning in. Yeah, but here's a little secret. It's you're phoning them, aren't you? As the radio, because you need to make sure the guests are all right.
Yeah, guests are good.
But we got some good guests on, and I did it. I was really nervous. That
did
first
go quick?
Link, yeah, it went really quick. So you had to, because on Paddock we never do like coming up on the show. We're talking about Man United. Also, Stockport have got the playoffs, and there's been a takeover at Salford. Like, and you know all that shit you do all the time.
Throw forward, keeping people interested.
Yeah, I'd never done a throw forward.
You should throw forward loads.
Yeah, and we had to do make sure you text in. Okay, guys, 800-614-700. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it all. I loved
you,
getting in the
Ethan
character.
Listen live.
Oh, yes.
No, he's going to say some horrible stuff.
Give him some.
Well, no, I only listened to a bit of Joe, but...
They turned it off, so couldn't bear it.
You couldn't really hear him, because I don't know if his mic was really on. Were you talking into, like, another mic that wasn't... You were very quiet.
You text me after. This was the... you come in half an hour early into Simone's show on
Simone
the
Riley,
on the drive show.
Yeah.
And then you chat with her for a couple of minutes, and basically, like, oh, coming up at six is Joe and Emily. So for that bit, I was a bit quiet, was I?
I think, because they've done this before, when I was listening to a show the other day, someone came in on BBC Manchester and they sat at it was with Gaz's show, they sat at a mic that wasn't turned on, and Gaz was like, oh, I've not turned on. I don't know if that was the same for you.
Well, the muff can hide a mic very well.
Yeah.
And sometimes the BBC muffs cover up the mic, and I don't think it wasn't turned on. I think it might have been turned the wrong way around. So the muff, you need to just give it a twist.
Interesting. See, I didn't know any of that. But I think for the actual show, I listen back, because especially if I'm doing something for the first time, I do actually like to listen back. And I could hear myself on that.
But nice. That's
exciting. That's nice. Cool. Being in your little in your world.
Shaq, did you go into the studio with the cameras and that?
Yeah, I had all the cameras.
Oh!
I think they were turned on, though.
They're always turned on.
Ah.
Yeah.
I was picking it.
Yeah.
Picking nose.
I've had a look.
How much do you... Have you seen the footage?
I've seen the footage.
No, you haven't.
Picking his nose, scratching his balls.
Do you feel threatened by the idea of me turning my hand to radio?
No.
He does. He definitely does. It's his thing. He won't like that at all.
Do you feel like it's your thing? It'd be like if all of a sudden I came in with a full-blown Geordie accent.
Listen, good luck.
Oh!
You got a fucking mountain to climb, mate.
He has come out up swinging, hasn't he, Ethan? Ooh. Did you expect this from him?
He's a bitter man. He doesn't like anyone on his territory.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I loved when you were on. I picked you up like you won't believe.
No,
on
you were really nice.
Show.
You were really nice. He texted me as well before and after.
Yeah.
How did it go?
In my territory. Don't like sly people like you.
Yeah, because he doesn't see you. That show is like a threat. He's thinking.
Oh, if you've got drive time, I won't speak to you again.
Yeah.
Really. If I got the, let's say, 18 months' time, somehow I've snuck in. It's not going to happen, obviously. I drive time's up for grabs.
Yeah.
You can barely wake up in the morning. It's 3 a.m. You're full of water. You're sick of the morning show.
What? It's me and you going for drive time.
We both go for drive time.
What you like back anoing songs?
Say that word again.
What you like back anoing a song?
Oh, yeah, back anoing. For people who don't know, it's a radio term. It's short for back announcing.
We're go on, do somewhere.
Oh, that was Coldplay there with Fix You. Coming up, of course. Oh, well, actually, Fix You. That's. Failed. See what I mean? Realistically, smashed it.
We're about to deliver some awful news.
Right, give me some news and I'll
Ethan, right, you're up.
World event, big news.
Can I make up a tragedy?
Please.
Yeah, sure, yeah, you do it. Ideally, yeah, I'm not going to announce a real one because that's a bit mental.
All right, okay.
I don't know if I've got tragedy chops. We'll find out in a minute.
What does that mean?
Yeah. There's been some terror in Luton.
What's happened?
Four children.
No, I'm not doing that. Dude, pick fucking out.
Four children in a room with Ethan, but still monumental.
All right, okay.
Could be good news.
There's been sewage has leaked into the waters and has given 2,500 people cholera.
Brilliant.
Do 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 do.
You're listening to let's change the station name.
Why can't we do... Go on, all right. Go on. Change it to whatever you want to be called.
Okay, radio...
Just go XFM, because it's no longer with us. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
You're listening to XFM, and we have just had some breaking news come to the studio, and it is surrounding that ongoing report coming out of...
Luton.
Coming out of Luton. Regarding that sewage crisis there, and it's appeared that in the last 24 hours they have had over 1,200 reports of cholera at the local... A&E, we've got Joe McGraw on the scene to tell us a bit more.
Yeah, what a situation. Hi, Joe, great to see you.
Double back on himself already. Interesting, carry on.
Joe, I am live from the scene here. It is chaotic scenes, very smelly scenes.
Not the only one with shit on your nose, Joe, I'm hearing.
We got reports of the breakout of the sewage around about 5 p.m. yesterday, UK time. Then what happened was, from there... Chaos, chaos, chaos.
He's good, isn't he? He is good.
Under the air, flapping. Ah!
He is flapping. You, that was good, Jem.
Right, I'm ready to go.
Fucking hell.
Let's thank you very much for...
No, do that again.
Right then, that is Friday done and dusted. Lovely. Have a lovely weekend, chaps.
I'm not going to step on your patch.
Have a lovely weekend.
Have a beautiful weekend. What are you doing this weekend, by the way?
Kayaking in the Mersey. It's not a joke, even.
I hope you get cholera.
Kayaking in the Mersey.
I hope you get cholera.
Hour and a half to a pub.
You're joking. You do this shit, though, don't you? Do you know you ever go at me and Lizzie for, like, doing stuff?
Yeah, well, you'd come back and your week would be, yeah, we watched Lord of the Rings. I come back, I'm like, pub three times a week. Do you know what as well? We mix things up a bit. We've got a kayak there this time.
It's always pub, isn't it?
Always end goal is
method of
pub.
Transport.
The method of transport will change. Horses, kayaking, we'll get there eventually.
Après-ski.
I'll après-ski to a pub, yeah, but not down the Mersey. Here we go, pub. Got a come, by the way.
When?
Sold out.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Have a lovely weekend.
Bye,
we'll see you again, I'm sure.